The Fox Cities region was founded on a tradition of papermaking and printing. Today, healthcare and manufacturing are major drivers of the economy in East Central Wisconsin. The future workforce will be the topic of discussion tomorrow as elected officials and community leaders come together in Appleton to discuss the future workforce in the Fox Valley. We're getting a preview of the conversation here on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Representative Amanda Stuck stays with us. She's a Democrat from Appleton. And Stephen Olakara is here, co-founder of the Millennial Action Project, which is co-hosting the event alongside WisPolitics.com. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Specifically, millennials and Gen Xers here in Wisconsin, as you think about the future of jobs and the workforce in your city, what concerns do you have? What opportunities do you see? Will you stay in your community or will you go elsewhere for work? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Stuck, before the news break, we were talking about the Wisconsin Future Caucus. And just curious, what are you hearing from others in the legislature about this caucus and the ideas coming from it?
Well, I think there's a lot of curiosity. You know, again, I think there was a lot of doubt initially when we kicked this off about what this would really do, but a lot of interest to see what would happen with it. So I know we get a lot of questions. Certainly we get asked to talk about it a lot. You know, I think people are really hungry for something like this that gives them some hope, that gives them, you know, an avenue they see to actually maybe do some bipartisan work on issues that are particularly, you know, nonpartisan, like the workforce and like jobs of the future, that, you know, maybe there's a better way to move some things along in a bipartisan fashion there. So I think people are really interested and excited to see what happens, but also probably somewhat cautiously optimistic about it.
Well, Stephen, Wisconsin is just one of the future caucuses around the country. What are caucuses in other parts of the country exploring?
Yeah, well, we've been launching these future caucuses across the country. We're now actually in 26 states. That includes deep red states, deep blue states, and purple states. The one that's most meaningful is my home state of Wisconsin, and I'm actually calling from here in Brookfield, Wisconsin, right now. And so we've been seeing just tremendous progress across the country and lots of innovative ideas. One that's relevant to this conversation recently, it took place in Mississippi, where the Future Caucus came together in a bipartisan way to help attract and retain their young workforce. And the idea came up with a young Democrat and young Republican, and their solution was to create a set of incentives for a young college graduates to stay in the state of Mississippi, and then a set of further incentives if they decided to purchase property in the state. And then, you know, after that went out, a few other states were interested in it. So that was one really great idea that came up. Another one that has got an interest in a lot of our future caucuses is the idea of crowdfunding for entrepreneurs. And the, you know, basic idea was if you're a startup founder and you don't have access to some of the major venture capitalists or institutional investors, maybe you could raise money just on a peer-to-peer basis like you would on, say, Kickstarter. And so as a result, some of our future caucuses started developing these ideas where you can crowdfund equity for your startup. And that started getting, that idea got traction in other states. And ultimately, I think the federal government kind of nationalized that sort of idea. And it's had mixed pickup, honestly, in different states. However, it's, I think, just an example of kind of an innovative idea just to open up access to capital for young startup entrepreneurs. So those have been a couple of the ideas that have been really interesting at the state level.
Representative Stuck,
cross-pollinate those ideas at our future summit every summer.
And Representative, how do you see Wisconsin doing on entrepreneurship? Is it supporting its business people who want to create a brand new startup?
Well, unfortunately, Wisconsin has been ranking dead last in terms of startup and entrepreneurship, but it's certainly something that we have recognized that we're not doing well. We've seen those rankings and decided that we won't accept being dead last in that. So we have started to make some changes and some moves on that. We have some really exciting groups, even working out of Appleton here and UW-Oshkosh, so right here in the Fox Valley, that are really trying to provide some of that angel investment for startups and really kind of change that culture and do more to help startups in the area. So it is something we're working on, but it's something that we do need to do more work on. And I think part of that does have to do with sort of that talent attraction or that attracting millennials here piece of it. And that is something I know that the Future Caucus has talked about doing. In the Fox Valley here, we have something called Mile of Music, which is a big music festival. And we even talked about things like that in terms of how we brand Wisconsin and how we market Wisconsin to millennials so they don't just think it's a cold place where we sit with our cows and our beer, that it really can be an exciting place to live, that it can be a place to start a business.
Stephen, what do you want people to walk away with after tomorrow's roundtable on jobs in Appleton?
Well, first, I think we'll be the ones taking away a lot from the community in terms of hearing their ideas. So we're coming with an open mind and open ears just to hear from them. And hopefully, we'll come away with some interesting ideas, but also hopefully the community feels like they were able to have a productive conversation. There are kind of two things that really stand out to me. One is just hopefully there is a sense that the community feels like they can come together across not only political lines but other lines of division just to find a kind of common understanding and perhaps even common ground on some ideas for the future. We shouldn't be afraid of the future. We should be embracing of it, and I hope this conversation is one step in that direction. And then the second thing I hope is that we get some tangible ideas that from whether it's the local universities or the young professionals groups or the entrepreneurship groups that could actually have a real impact in terms of policymaking when Representative Stuck and her colleagues go back to the Wisconsin State Legislature, and when Congressman Gallagher, who is the vice chair of our Congressional Future Caucus, goes back to Capitol Hill. Hopefully we'll get a few ideas that way.
Well, I have to stop you both there. We're short on time. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us. Representative Amanda Stuck is a Democratic state representative from Appleton, co-chair of the Wisconsin Future Caucus, and Stephen Olakara there, co-founder and president of the Millennial Action Project. That's a nonpartisan, nonprofit policy group dedicated to millennial policymakers. They're hosting this roundtable tomorrow at 4 at the Appleton Beer Factory, and Congressman Mike Gallagher will be there facilitating the discussion as well. Earlier, we talked to WPR's Rich Kramer about the Meteor timber permit situation. Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot this year, asking Wisconsinites what's on their mind this election season, and we're meeting them where they are out in the community. After 17 people were killed at a high school in Parkland, Florida in February, many young people started talking about guns as a political issue. In Madison, 3,000 students left class and walked to the state capitol building in support of tougher gun laws. Madison East junior Carson Tomany sat down with his government teacher, Nick Adams, to talk about this issue and more.
All right, Carson. So okay. You're going to be too young to vote this fall, but if you could vote, would you?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I will not turn 18 until this December, so I'll be too young. But if I could, I'd definitely exercise my privilege to vote. Mr. Adams, are you going to vote this fall, and why?
Yeah, I will. I haven't missed an election since I was able to start voting in 2000. That was my first election. And that's the easiest opportunity for me to have a voice. By me voting, I'm also setting an example, not only for my students, but for my children who like to go vote with me.
Absolutely.
So, as we come up into the November election, what is the single most important issue to you?
There's definitely a lot of important issues to me, but if I had to single out one of them, I would say maybe the most controversial issue as of late would be gun control. And you see, school shooting after school shooting, and at this point, to me, it's not about, politicians sending thoughts and prayers to families, but rather, making actual changes to, stricten up gun control laws and, take action before more people die.
It's interesting hearing you say that that's like your number one issue. It's been more persistent since Stoneman Douglas. The fact that it's had this lasting of an impact surprises me. Mostly because, no offense to teenagers, but they're so focused on the now. And that was then, you know, even though it was only, 3 months ago, I'm surprised that to learn that this is still a sizable issue and that maybe will have some longevity. If it can last a summer, I think it can be still an issue in November, but I'll say I'm pessimistic that it will last the summer.
What do you hope that students get out of your government class this year?
What I'm hoping, I'm hoping you get out of this too, and we only have a month left, but my hope is that you know how to vote and that you know the barriers that you have to overcome to vote, like registering, making sure you have the right ID, that type of stuff, and where to go vote. I'm hoping that my students understand how they can participate in the elections. You know, come fall, I'll have them do a lot of research on the issues. What are the candidates' stances on the issues so they can walk away with knowledge from both sides? You know, one of the things I've noticed in this school, this community, is it's very left-leaning. Make sure they expose them to the right, you know, to the the conservative sides of the issues, because maybe they only hear what they hear in their little echo chambers, right? Like Facebook, you're not hearing the conservative side of it. So I need to make sure that we balance, you know, I balance the issues so that if they can vote in November, they can make informed decisions. And they're not just voting a certain way because somebody told them to do so. You know, I want them to do it because they want to do so.
And that was Madison East Junior Carson Tomany talking with his government teacher, Nick Adams, about guns as a political issue. To hear and see more stories like this one, visit WPR.org/ballot, or to share your own story, call our hotline at 877-782-8942. Coming up tomorrow at this time, it's been a busy term for the U.S. Supreme Court. In recent months, the justices have heard arguments on cases that touch on issues of partisan gerrymandering, religious liberty, and much more. We'll look at the rulings, we'll look at the cases, and we'll have an expert weighing in on the Supreme Court's major cases. That's coming up tomorrow at this time. This edition of the State Capitol Report was produced by Brianne Chasso and Keely Baltina. Michael Derringer provided technical direction. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is the Ideas Network.